Now on to some new thinking in schools and discipline. A new report from the Council on State Government's Justice Center is encouraging schools to move away from disciplining students with expulsions and suspensions and instead work with at-risk students before they get in trouble. The study found that limiting zero-tolerance policies can improve the school climate and improve learning. About 20,000 schools have already moved to what's being called positive discipline. And its premise is fairly simple. When kids act up, they get more face time with educators. Youth Radio's Robin G reports.
At Floyd Elementary in Sacramento, California, when kids get in trouble, they end up on something called check-in, check-out.
Can I get you to say your first and last name?
Aubrey Galloway.
How old are you?
7.
Second grader Aubrey Galloway got put on check-in, check-out after being too disruptive in his second grade class. So today, at 9:30 a.m., like most mornings, he's got to meet with Michelle Blanton, who's kind of like his behavior coach. This is the check-in part.
So yesterday, in the very beginning of the day, you got all 2s on your card. Perfect. How do you get a 2?
For being good.
Every day, Aubrey gets rated by his teachers on different behaviors. He's got a little white paper card that he carries around. He can get a 0, 1, or 2 on his card. 2s are the best. That's how Aubrey started off yesterday.
Afternoon, right after lunch, was a little tough. So today, when after lunch, I want to make sure that you're working really hard to make sure you're getting 2s on your card by keeping your hands and feet to yourself and staying focused. So I will take this back and I'll put your points on your chart for you, and you come see me after school with your card and we'll put the rest of your points on there.
That meeting she's talking about at the end of the day? That's the checkout part. If students get enough points, they earn prizes and privileges.
What did you choose?
To be Mr. Owl Helper.
Principal's helper for the day. What do you get to wear?
His hat and his necklace.
I think they really just like having somebody to check in. And so I tell them, you can come check in with me anytime. I'm here before school and after school. And when you see me, you can come give me a hug because I know that's what you want. So
that's key in positive discipline, close attention from adults. A big reason suspending kids has fallen out of favor is research showing that it's a punishment handed out disproportionately to Black and Latino students. Positive discipline has been around for more than 20 years. And some studies find it can improve the social and academic climate at struggling schools like this one. But some experts still have reservations.
The aim is what I'm primarily concerned about.
George Baer is a professor of education at the University of Delaware who studies school discipline and self-discipline.
Some students will tell you that those teachers and coaches who are constantly praising you, almost regardless of your performance, or rewarding you regardless of your performance, then they don't take those rewards and the praise that seriously.
Administrators at Floyd say rewards are tied to specific outcomes and that they offer constructive criticism along with the praise. And the kids I met at Floyd say the program works for them. They say that in addition to the prizes, they also like the learning strategies it offers. And they're quick to point out that there are still consequences for misbehaving. They can lose privileges like recess. Fourth grader O'Shea Turner went on check-in, check-out last year, but this year he hasn't needed it.
I still want to be.
I know you want to be, huh?
So why did you have to go on check-in, check-out?
For acting up a little.
What does that mean?
My attitude.
Attitude towards who?
Teachers.
Disrespecting teachers? That's a big no-no here at this school. Core expectations are reinforced everywhere on campus, in the cafeteria, the library, and...
Here we are in our bathroom. Now, normally you would not see a girl in the boys' bathroom, right?
Yep. Kids get behavior lessons even in the bathroom. Right now, Blanton is jammed into a boys' bathroom with a dozen fidgety third-grade boys, showing them how to use the urinal without making a mess. On the walls are signs about keeping your voice down and throwing away your trash.
I do not want to clean up pee from the floor. I'm telling you right now.
So with all this effort, is it working? Principal Billy Eidlett says it depends on what you're looking at. He can't say that using positive discipline has helped the school's test scores. In fact, they've gone down. But he says he sees a difference in his school every day in the way kids behave with each other.
We cannot suspend our way out of the problem that exists at our school, and I don't think school districts can suspend their way into rising test scores or doing the right thing by kids.
The principal says it's a big change for this school. Educators know they're responsible for helping all the children learn, not just those who already know how to behave. For NPR News, I'm Robin Gee.
And Robin's story was produced for us by Youth Radio. You're listening to Here and Now.